पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई एम ऑफरिंग माय मिलियंस एंड मिलियंस ऑफ हार्टली दंडवत प्रणति ऑफेंस ओबेसेंस in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Parsha Shrimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Parsha Shrimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. Especially Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru, forcibly dragged me in Western countries. Only by His mercy I am going everywhere in the world and all are hearing, only due to Him. Especially He ordered me in His last day or to help His disciples and devotees because they are becoming so weak and weak. They are giving up the mission and object of Swamiji, preached by Him. So many have no faith in now Vartaman, present ISKCON. So many are quarreling themselves. Now Ritvik, the most dangerous thing, like demons, coming and thinking that, oh, we are real
inheritance
of Swamiji. But really they are against Him. Also there are so many Sajiyas nowadays. Those who are preaching that Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur are not in Guru Parampara. And thus they are trying to cut down these trees. There are so many also things. Nowadays they are telling your Swami Maharaj was follower of the Ritvik system. But this is what? Against Him and quite false. If Swamiji has accepted Guru Parampara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and the object of shown by Srila Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Gita and Bhagavat, if Swamiji has accepted all these things, then how he can accept the Ritvik system? In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Gita, Bhagavat, everywhere, Ritvik system is not for Guru Parampara and for Bhakti. They have no connection with Bhakti at all. It is for only fire sacrifice for worldly desires.
Karma kanda.
And it is totally against Bhakti, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Bhagavat or Guru Parampara. Rupa Goswami has never told in his Bhakti Rasami Sindhu or Ujjvalimani or other books. Srila Sanatana Goswami, he has written so many books. He has never told about Ritviks. So you should be careful, very, very careful. Don't follow them. Don't follow Sahajiya. Also, we should be very careful to be gopi, to follow gopi. We should try to follow Srila Saktam Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Nowadays there are so many persons, devotees, who were following Swamiji, and by that they came in this
line.
What? Parmarthik Jivan mein aaye.
Transcendental.
This. Oh, they are thinking that Swamiji was not a sarvagya.
Not omniscient.
Not all knowing.
Not knowing. Omniscient. No?
Yes. All knowing.
So what? He was foolish? What he was? Ignorant? You know, Krishna, in his boyhood, we see so many pastimes of Krishna, that he was like ignorant, totally. Like so Krishna is ignorant, he is not omniscient. So why he is
associate?
Should not be omniscient? They must be. They are telling that if you knew that so many sannyasis and all other are will fall down, then why he accepted and why he gave sannyas? Bogus arguments. That is why he dragged me to preach all these things. That the devotees should not be weak, they should not go to Sahajiya Babaji, they should be very careful, and all these things. And that is why, for these things especially, I have written a book, Pancha Prabandham.
Five essays.
You should try to read it very carefully and very strongly and cut all the arguments they are now giving. Time to time, the demons like this, they come and they try to establish that Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, is nonsense. They tell like this. Oh, Krishna was a very lusty person. They think that, Mahabharata, the Krishna of Mahabharata is somewhat
better.
Better. Somewhat better.
And authentic.
And they are authentic. But Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, and especially dancing Rash are very bogus. Or Srimad Bhagavat is a very not authentic book.
Like a mythology.
Mythology and
recently written
by any other, not by Vyas. So many arguments they nowadays giving. So like Raman and like Kansa, Jarasandha and all, they are like demons. And that is why Swamiji told me, my Shiksha Guru, you must come, otherwise the devotees will be weak and reality they will not realize. Oh, that is why in these ace, old days, to fulfill the mission of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru and my Guru Varga, I am coming and preaching. So you should try to be very strong. You should read the books of Swamiji, but also mind books. They will give you more strength and cutting all the arguments which are against Swamiji. And don't be weak. Don't be weak. Also, lady devotees should also be very strong. And they should preach this mission. Maintaining their lives also they should try to. Like Swamiji's, all lady devotees, very young girls, the priest, his mission everywhere. Our this harp, the rays of the harmonist, oh, now it has come. Oh, now it is so good. Very, very good, good essays are coming in this.
Yes.
Very good
articles.
Articles are there. Articles of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, essays of Parampuja for Siddhar Maharaj also. Swami Maharaj especially. Param Gurudev. And so many. So many things are here.
Yes,
you should try to also distribute. I will request Ram Vijay Prabhu that he should manage to preach it and to give others also. And they should take it and they should distribute. So, also, I am preaching from long time, not taking rest. Especially coming from Western countries.
Then Russia.
And Russia and then
so
here
festivals.
In India also. And
Jagannath Puri.
Jagannath Puri and
Braj
Mandal Parikrama. So I could not write anything.
So many projects going on.
I want to give you also best books. The Ujjvalin Mani, Bhaktira Swami Sindhu, Brahma Sanghita, Bhajan Rahasya Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and so many. So I want some time. I know Swamiji used to go to Hawaii to write for so many months and months.
3 months, 6 months.
Day and night.
Though I am not giving so much time, but yet I want to give some. So it may be here that in morning class I cannot come sometimes. And now so many are very qualified. Shyam Rani,
Krishna
Bhajan Prabhu, Drishta Dhimna Prabhu,
Ashram Maharaj.
Ashram Maharaj, he Prabhu.
Ram
Saddha. And so many.
Sarvabhavana is here. Where? Oh, aage, kal aaye Krishna. Abhi nahi aaye.
Tell him to meet me. So many are here.
Vrindavan Vilasini.
Vrindavan Vilasini. All the... so many are. So anyhow, in evening class I must come. And sometimes it may be, I may come in morning to inspire you. But I want some time to write also. So, you should make a
schedule.
Casuals, who and when they will speak. I may come at any time, no home, for some minutes. But in evening, I will be from 5 to
7.
5:30 to 7. They
first
should do kirtan first.
Yeah.
4:30.
Huh?
4:30 starting kirtan.
Yes. So, I think it will be better, and I will also write something. Especially I will write in Hawaii, where Swamiji used to write. Today, he was singing, Vibhavari Sesha, Aloka Pravesh, Nidra Chhadi Utha Jiva. What is the meaning? First.
Now the night is over, the dawn is coming. All living entities should wake up. Now the living entities should wake up with the rising of the dawn and chant these names of the Lord.
What is the meaning? Shyamrani. Try to hear very carefully. Oh, sit down.
No. But mic will not reach.
Oh.
We have
Oh, very, very good, good. You should do. Oh, no need of mine.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is calling out to the jivas that now the night is over. Night does not only mean the night time, but he's saying now is the time to wake up. Now is Nishanta Leela time, the time to give up the darkness of ignorance and begin bhajan. Bhajan of what? Bhajan of the holy names of the Lord. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari. In another prayer, this word can mean glorification of the holy name, Murari. It's stated that it's not that Krishna is in his holy name, or Krishna has taken the form of the holy name.
From the beginning of creation, we have forgotten Krishna. We have forgotten that we are Krishna Das, servant of Krishna. From
time immemorial.
Immemorial. From the beginning. And this is called night. Anyhow, causeless, merciful Krishna get this human form. Intelligence of very beautiful body, everything, especially this human form he has given. And he has given what, you know, Guru, Sadguru. This is his causeless mercy. And wind,
favorable
wind, what is that? Sadhu Sangha. He has given. And oh, very strong, this body. Body is what?
Boat.
Boat. Very strong boat. Intelligence he has given. So everything he has given. Oh, this is what? Morning. This is morning. So mercifully he has given all these things. Vibhavari says, now your darkness, your night
is over.
Is about to go. It is like morning. Because we have all these things. So, if you will utilize it in well way, oh, your darkness will go very soon, very soon. Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari. Ram Krishna Hayagri. Why Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Dasarathi Ram? Why? Kya Dasarathi Ram? The book? Dasarathi Ram what? Why he told? Oh, these are all Dasarathi Ram. Oh, he is not telling different avatar. But he is explaining that Ram is also Krishna. The pastime of Krishna is called when he comes to establish Marjada. Then Krishna is called Ram. So that is why he told. This is also the sweet pastime of Krishna. Putana, Ghatana, Nishingha, Bhaman, all the incarnations are, oh, hence the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Ravanantakara. Oh, he is very
powerful.
He can kill Ravan, Kansa, Jarasan, so many. But he is Makhana Taskar. Same time. He is omniscient also. and mugdha also. Mugdha means?
Bewildered.
Bewildered. Both at a time. So Guru also like this. In some cases, sometimes he may play like this. And Ramanan Takara Ram and Gopi Jana Vastrahari, what?
Stolen.
Making stolen. Naked.
The gopis. Stealing their clothes.
So fair, same time he is what?
Religion.
Maryada.
Establisher of
Marjada, Purushottam.
Establisher of religion.
And sometimes, like Gopi Jana Vastrahari, against this. It is very hard to
reconcile.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is reconciling here. Gopi Janabas. Oh, Brajarakhal. Brajarakhal means?
Protector of Braj.
Gopa Brindapal. Gopi. Oh, Gopatsa. And where Gopi? That is Gokul. He is protector of all. Chittahari Bansi Dhari. By his flute he takes the heart of all. Especially here, Ananda Vardhan, Premaniketan, Phulasar Yojakam. What is the meaning? Prabhu, Phulsar Yojak Kam, without saying the meaning. Yes, or tell. Phulsar Yojak Kam.
One who is like a transcendental cupid, who throws arrows of flowers, there is the flowers of Kam.
So, what is the meaning?
To these arrows which he throws is actually meant to.
It is for used for this word has been used for whom?
For the transfer, for the residents of the gopis of Vrindavan.
It is used for Krishna or his arrow. Understand? Ye Krishna ke liye hai ya Krishna ke dusre baan ke liye hai. And what is that? Arrow of flowers. What do you mean by arrow of flower? You?
It's Krishna ke liye hai. It's meant for Krishna, not for some outside arrows. The arrows are Krishna's eyebrows and his eyes, his smile and his cheeks. And by his senses, sensory engagements, he enchants all the gopis.
Krishna is himself. Arrow of flower, himself. He is looking, he is
smiling,
especially playing on floor. He is gamanam,
walking, moving,
or
speaking.
Speaking. How? Oh, it is night, you should go. All these things.
Go to your home.
Everything. Is like arrow of flower. So Krishna is called Gopi Jan. Pushpa Banaya Dhimahi. Pushpa Banaya Dhimahi means I am meditating whom? Pushpaban. Pushpaban, who is Pushpaban? Krishna himself. Arrow of flower. His everything, whole form, all senses, everything is like that. Gupangana gana chitta binodana samastha guna gana dham. Jamuna jivan. Who is Jamuna jivan? Krishna himself. Why? Because the sweet pastimes of Kalindi. All gopis are attracted by this. If Krishna is not there, gopi cannot come. So, Jamuna Jivan, Krishna is Jamuni Jivan. He is the life of sweet pastimes of which
take place
on the bank of Jamuna. Keli Parayan, Manasa Chandra Chakor. What is the meaning? Manas Chandra Chakor. What meaning?
The bird, Chakora bird, only drinks the moonlight. So Krishna is the moonlight for all the gopis who don't look anywhere else. They only look to Krishna and become attracted.
No. You have told opposite.
The gopis
opposite.
Are the moon for the
What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh. Manas Chandra Chakor. He is the Chakor of
Gopis.
Krishna is himself Chakor.
He is Chakor.
Of Radha Manas. For Radhika.
Radha is like the moon.
Always Krishna Chakor. He is tasting the beauty, the sweetness of Srimati Radhika.
Without moon, Chakor bird could not survive his life. Similarly, without Radhika,
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, oh, know the meaning of all these words that he has used. All are name of Krishna, top to bottom. Jogendra Bandan, oh, Nanda Nandan, Prajajana Bhayahari, all top to all. These are the names of Krishna. But having so many sweet pastimes of Krishna presenting. This and Jasomati Nandan, or two songs of Siddha Bhakti Vinod Thakur, are topmost or sweet, glorifying Krishna actually. Very high class of song. Nam Sudharasa. And that is called Nam Sudharasa. What is Sudharasa? Namah Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Nam, what is? Rasa Swaru. Ras means melody. Melody.
Melos.
Rasa Swaru. How?
Yes.
Krishna and his pastimes are same. No difference at all. So these sweet pastimes of Krishna are Rasamai. And that is Krishna himself. His name also like that. Gavo Krishna Jasa. Rakho Bachanam Aram. You should try to keep my words. Oh, you should have a strong belief on my word. If you will chant, you will realize all the melody of Krishna. And your life will be successful. Gaur Premanandi. Now you should make casuals and follow.
Thus ends the class on the morning of the 12th of December 2001 in Germany. Hare Krishna.